Good morning. I am extra excited today because I have a friend of mine who is going to be doing the call, but things got busy towards the end of the month and everything happens for a reason. So I have the opportunity to rearrange things and share a little bit, which is great because one of the things I was going to share about today, I'm going to start with this, is I don't know how many different people know how much I read. I read quite a bit. And one of the things I wanted to start with was something I learned years ago when I read a book by Neville Goddard, where he said, as soon as you succeed in convincing yourself of the reality of the state sought, results follow to confirm your fixed belief. Simply saying that, convince yourself of the state you desire to be or see expressed. See, the realization of your wish, he said, is simply accomplished by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And it's interesting to me. I get the chills as I'm talking about it right now, because as I talk today about the learning state and the champion state and how to have that switch, that flip that switch, I can't help but think of the fact that he said, just convince yourself of the state you desire to be or see expressed. And the realization of your wish is accomplished by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. The reason that excites me so much is because I've been doing some different things in one of our, in our main company, and the main thing we've been doing right now, and things are taking off, and I'm putting this event together, and the more I'm watching it, and the more I'm actually feeling the event, and I'm going, oh my gosh. And I told my daughter, I said, oh, Lee. She goes, Dad, what are you doing? I said, she goes, I noticed, John, what are you doing? I go, I don't. She goes, you're competitive. You couldn't help yourself. I said, I don't know. I'm feeling the state of the conference and what it's going to be like to celebrate and our champions. And I'm thinking, wait a second. I need to be on that team. So I got to balance this, because that realization of feeling the success, I train people, and you learn to feel it afterwards. So one of the things I do with our athletes is, you know, feel what it's going to feel like to celebrate with your teammates in the end zone, right? And it ties into that learning state, because that feeling of feeling what you want and feeling the way it feels actually overcomes the wish of wanting it, right? A lot of times I've said things like, do I have it because I believe it, or do I believe it because I have it? And the answer is yes. And it sounds a little funny, but do I have it because I believe it? Or do I believe it because I have it? And the reality is yes. And that's kind of what we talk about with the learning state. And I always ask, you know, are you ready to learn all that your mind and know how it works? Because your mind can absorb so much. And I do this over the phone a lot, but when we do this in conferences, we do things to help people understand and recall it better, because the learning state, and I like to tell kids that, you know, the learning state will turn you into like a super learner, okay? I know I had a lot of trouble as a kid. There are just different times where I struggled a bit at different ways of when I was younger, and I didn't really fit the mold. I was a short, I was a little 3x3 kid, like 3 or 4 feet tall, 3 or 4 feet wide. I was just I was one of those kids who didn't really, fit in well. But I did well in science and math and stuff I could get my hands on. I was hands on and I could do it, right? But I didn't get as good of grades on some of the history and the cultures and economics and things of that stuff, because the book learning, it was just different, you know? And so I had to learn different ways to learn, to do things. And it's kind of how I ended up getting into the champion state and teaching people this learning state, because I'll tell you in a second how Dr. James Braid said to literally do it. Anytime you need to refocus, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. And the kids, it's profound effects on the kids. And that's huge. So if you're learning whether it's learning schoolwork, or you're wanting one of your kids to learn differently in school, or maybe you just want to get another certification or pass something, or just maybe you want to read differently and you want to be more consciously aware, right? So one of the things Dr. James Braid says to do and I'll go back over this again in a couple minutes, but he said, anytime you need to refocus, hold your head still, raise your eyes up for 10 to 12 seconds, focusing on a single spot until you could easily and effortlessly see the sides of the room or area where you are. Then bring your eyes down to what you need to pay attention to, and you'll notice how consciously aware of other things you are. I'll tell you in a couple of minutes, I know I got adults on the call, but I do this thing with the kids. And when I share this little method with the kids, it's gonna actually blow a couple of y'all's minds, and you're gonna go, oh my gosh, what's gonna blow your mind is after I share it, you're gonna be like, I tried that and it worked. 'Cause I get calls or text messages all the time from that. But the reason I'm gonna share that with you for the kids is because I've had kids that are on the spectrum a little bit that have literally seen grade point averages up a point to a point, 1.3. That's a big jump for anybody, but especially someone. It's just a matter of learning differently. And so that's the quick version of how to do that. I'm going to give you an example of really how to do it in a couple minutes, because you're going to listen differently. So actually, I'm going to show you right now, because I'm going to prove to you that your memory is actually perfect. You want to work on recall. See, because memory, understand, is alpha, which is state dependent. See, it's the state you learn in is the state you recall in. So the theoretically, what I want to do is share it with you right now so that you're in a different state while you learn it, because by learning it in a different state, that's right, you recall it in the same state. And that's why it works so great in the kids. And it's about expanding your capacities, right? Because when you start increasing your learning state, increasing your champion state, what happens is we call it the zone state, but the zone, which is all your peripheral awareness, shows up, right? Everything from your peripheral ends up being in your conscious awareness more so than you ever realized. And I'll kind of give you an example of how this helps. This actually helps eliminate limiting beliefs. And that's going to be another call, but I'll just tell you this as far as limiting beliefs. These are things that I ask myself all the time, right? And I think very differently. So like, obviously someone's listening to the call right now, they're realizing those beeps were coming in, I was getting a call, but it didn't matter because I'm focused, but everything happens for a reason. So when you want to eliminate limiting beliefs, ask yourself, what is the belief? Because obviously we all have different beliefs. And when you want to change the learning state, you have to go in with what I call a clean slate. You have to go in completely open. I was talking to a gentleman this morning who wants to get, in the beginning, he just wants to get a little, you know, maybe a quote on a fully underwritten policy. But when I hung up, he said, actually, what I really want, if you're going to do this work for me, is, I want a burial policy on myself. I want a burial policy on my wife. And I do still want the term policies for the mortgage, but I want those to be one for me and one for my wife, $100,000 each. So I don't know if I'm just going to get the two of them with you or if I'm going to get all four of them, but that's what I want. And it's funny that my daughter's like, Dad, it's right. The harder you work, the luckier you get. I said, I know. I already made two phone calls today. And I said, what, three, counting the one that called me back. And she goes, why? I go, it's my belief system. See, anytime I have something that's contrary to my absolutely incredible success for me or my teammates or any one of those associated with me, and I actually have that as David's Law, you know, a lot of you have heard that, everything great in life that could happen does happen, and it happens to you, me, and all those associated with us. So I literally believe that anyone I'm associated with is absolutely going to have the same or more success than I am, whether it's the kid I'm coaching for football or maybe one of the businesses that I work with as their sales team, or maybe it's my own. Maybe it's our zone group or something that we're doing personally, Beth and I. We just always want to have the absolute most success. So according to Dr. James Braid, if we can hold our head still, raise our eyes up for 10 to 12 seconds, focusing on a single object until you can easily and effortlessly see the size of the room or area where you are, that changes everything about what you do. And I know I said it kind of quick, so I'm going to go through it slowly in a minute, because the reason I get into that state is because when I'm on the phone, I hear things differently. When I'm looking at things and I'm talking to someone, I see things differently. What if when you're talking to someone, you could look at them and happen to notice the pulse on their ankle changes. Now, I can't say I do that. I'm not saying I can do that, but I've read multiple accounts of people that are so in tune, so consciously aware in this learning state that they notice when things like that happen. So I'll ask myself, what is the belief? Because maybe I'm noticing something contrary to what I'm experiencing. And if somebody else has those types of successful results, then I want to duplicate it. My son has learned that one of the things we do is we duplicate excellence. That's a big push for us in the family. And we talk about perfection because we're perfectly perfect who we are, always bettering our best, always looking to achieve excellence in any and all we do, right? So what is the belief? Why do we believe that? You know, what are you afraid would happen if you didn't believe it? I have a whole series of questions to help people eliminate limiting beliefs, because every belief we have came from somewhere. Was it taught to us? Or wasn't it? So for those of you who are ready to get into that absolute learning state, and then I'll leave you to go enjoy your day, and I do this with the kids, and this is the most remarkable thing. So let's just pretend you're sitting there, and you have your eyes focused straight ahead, and you pick a single object straight ahead. Now, as you're listening to me looking at that straight object, what we're doing is called the learning state. We also call it, in athletics, they call it the zone, getting in the zone, call it the champion state. Police call it heightened awareness, right? In ancient Hawaiians, they call it hakalau. Hakalau, you can hear me say it. Sometimes I'll hear people say, I thought I'm in hakalau. And they'll say, I'm just used to that type of verbiage sometimes. So I try to make sure it's real simple and easy, but it's the learning state. It's the champion state. Because when you get in this state, you think so differently. And when you're focused on those things straight ahead, keeping your head perfectly still, simply raise your eyes about 10 to 12 to 20 degrees up, and just keep your eyes moved up. And as your eyes are moved up, go just a little bit higher with just your eyes, keeping your head perfectly still. With your eyes up, I want you to notice that you can see things to the right and to the left. And to prove it to the children, I simply say, hold your arms up. If you can hold up one, hold up one. But if you can hold up both, hold up both. And as you're looking at that object, about 45 degrees higher than the degree of your head, with your eyes up, your head still in the same position, while you're looking at that one singular object with your arms stretched out, simply wiggle your fingers towards each other. And as you're wiggling your fingers towards each other, slowly move your arms out. As your arms are moving out, I want you to slowly keep track with your eyes straight ahead, focused only on that singular object. As you gently move your fingers, keep track of how far you can see to your left and to your right while you're still focused straight ahead on that singular object. And if you can't and you need to bring your hands in a little bit more, keeping your eyes focused on that singular object straight ahead, eyes up, bring your hands back in. Slowly bringing your fingers in and move, noticing all the things around and all the sounds and everything around you. Because with your eyes still focused on that single object, you are so much more consciously aware of everything around you. Now, as you bring your eyes down, you continue keeping focus straight ahead of you. And you're so aware of everything to the right and everything to the left. Now, as you relax and start focusing on other things, you'll notice that everything you see, you're able to easily, or more effortlessly anyway, see the things around you to the left and to the right. Why is this so important, and why is it called the learning state or the heightened awareness for the police or something of that nature? It's because what they realize and what Dr. Grade realized is that when you're in that state, you tap into your peripheral so much easier, meaning you can see things that you knew you could see, but now you're consciously aware of the fact that you can see all these things. So, for example, if you ever walk into a room and you're like, or you're sitting in a room and you go, oh, I got to go get something. And you'll walk into the room and you walk through the family room and you're going into the kitchen and all of a sudden you're like, what the heck did I come in here for? I literally have no idea what I came in here for. I can't. And then you walk back into the other room and you get back into your office like, oh my goodness, I know what I was in. Gah. Why? Because when you're in one room, maybe you're in a different state. I'm in my office. I'm in business mode. I'm in a different state. I'm thinking about business, how we can make things better for the organization, everything I'm working on and doing, right? And then I'm like, oh, I need a drink of water. And my mouth is dry. And I walk out and I go into the other room and it's cooled off and it's kind of air conditioned. And I start going into the kitchen. Now I'm like, oh, this feels nice. I always had the house so clean. It's always so smelly, so good. And it's, I have no idea what I even went in the kitchen for. I'm just so happy and just so like, wow. And then I walk back into my office like, oh, dang, I'm thirsty. I forgot. So it's called, that's something that breaks that learning state. And then I'm like, oh, what if you could, before you sit and study, before you sit and make some calls for your business, before you call a client or a customer or a coach or a player, or before you call someone, your wife, your spouse, your children, what if you put yourself in that state where you're consciously aware of everything around you? And then you read that book, then you make that call, you study that script. Guess what's going to happen the next time you automatically need that script, that call, that verbiage for your child? Everything's going to change. And I know some people think he's quite different or obviously very different, and I know I am, but the reality is, what if it works? What if it really does actually work? And what if you really can actually increase your own abilities simply by expanding your capacities, opening your mind and going, what if, or for a second, just suppose it does work? Because then you can really focus on what you do right and expand your capacities. And the whole objective is to simply hold still, look straight ahead, raise your eyes up, spend 10 to 12 seconds, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. And what you'll start noticing is that about your day, when you're doing things, when you want to be calm, when you just need that extra little help, you just simply raise your eyes. If you're sitting there, the kids are taking an exam, they'll be like, Dad, how do I do? You're sitting there, nobody sees what you do. It's a matter of moving your eyes, not your heads. You can look, focus on something straight ahead of you, even if it's the desk. Now raise your eyes about 40, 45 degrees. Start becoming consciously aware of everything around you. And instantly you'll start recalling everything you remembered from when you were in that state previously. Why? Because learning is state dependent, just like memory, alpha, state dependent. The state you learn in is the state you recall in, right? So if you're learning in a particular manner, let's say you're learning, and this is what happens to kids, and I'll give you this example, it might help you out. Kids will sit and they'll study, right? And they're studying for an exam, and they're at home, and they're eating their Cheetos and watching TV. And I'm like, how are you studying? You're eating Cheetos, watching TV? Like, you know, because kids will come to me, and they're like, yeah, my parents just, you know, I get my work done, but I have this problem. It's okay. So they're just relaxed. They're studying. I quiz them. They know everything, right? They go in. They take the test. Bam. They pass it. They come home. Their friend, who was sitting there studying with them, it's a study party, goes in, takes the test, bombs it, wipes it out. He's like, ah. He's like, man, he goes, Mr. K, he goes, Coach, he goes, I knew it. He goes, I knew everything. I knew the answers. And as soon as I walked out, it was like, ah, I know that answer. I said, yep. I said, it happens to people all the time. They call it like test anxiety or something like that. And that's false. It's just simply learning differently. So test anxiety is actually not test anxiety. It's learning state. They learned in a very relaxed, calm state. At home, online, relaxed, no pressure because they're just learning. So when they go into the test, it's stressful. It's a different environment. It's a different state. All of a sudden, everything they recalled when they were relaxing is gone. So what if you could instantly snap your fingers and just go, whew, become back into the learning state while you're sitting in the exam, because you know that that's where you studied the material. And so since you put yourself in the same learning state in the exam, whew, all of a sudden, I have kids get on a 4-point scale taking AP classes, getting a 4.7, 5.2. Why? It's state learning. So all I did was give them a tool. If alpha and memory is state dependent, and the state you learn in is the state you recall in, then I go into the learning state, the heightened awareness state.
the zone state. We literally teach people in our seminars. We actually teach people when I stand in front of the room and I show them how to physically put themselves, boom, into the state so that they can do it more easily. And I have clients all around the world and country that do just this. And all of a sudden, their grades come up. Their work environment is better. What's really cool is that their home environment is better. Because imagine if you're in this state and all of a sudden, well, I'll give you an example. I'm very aware of everything around me, and we actually have some therapy chickens, and I know that's going to surprise some of you, but we actually have little therapy chickens. And I noticed yesterday one of the girls was very broody. She was sitting on the edge. She was like hollering at some others that were coming near her, and I just wasn't in that state. I'm like, look, dude, you're a chicken, and you need to hop out of there because mom wants the eggs. So let's go. I'll give you another 30 minutes, and you're out. And a couple hours later, I came back and said, all right, yeah, 15 more minutes because now I know you got something going on. So whatever it is, I don't have time. Let's go. You know, kind of parenting 101. You just get stuff done. But after I got her out, got the eggs, I realized something must really. So this morning, she was actually in there when we woke up. And I was like, you know, I sat there and my wife goes, you're just so funny. But all the girls got out except she stayed in that little hen box. And I said, you know, I realized that I wasn't very sensitive last night and I apologize. This is me talking to one of my therapy chickens. And I said, so I apologize for maybe not communicating as effectively because you obviously got some stuff going on. And I thank you. So I'm going to let you just chill in there for a bit. And I'll come check on you in a little while because you're obviously hurting. And you're, you know, maybe you laid eggs and we took them and you don't like that. I don't know. I have no idea. You're a chicken. I go, but clearly there's something off. So you just sit in there and relax. And I'll be back in a little bit. And I just hope you're feeling better, but I know you're hurting and you are loved. And I got up and I went in the other, you know, back into my office, and they're just, you know, that's just me. I just talked to them because a little while back, my wife goes, so what'd you do? I said, well, about a half hour later, I grabbed a scoop of some treat and I went out and all the chickens, they were all out. She was out. She was with the girls. They were just pecking around and I just threw some stuff out to them. But when you're in a different state, and you're learning and you're in that conscious awareness, all of a sudden it's really weird, but you'll start noticing things that you would never notice, right? But why? This morning I had slept all night, I had relaxed, and I'd kind of go, okay, all right, let me restart the new day, the new focus, the last day of the month. If it's to be, it's up to me. Let's go. And I just had a mental refocus. And when I went out this morning after having that mental refocus, I was a little more sensitive to it. I went, oh. Clearly, that's not where you normally sleep. Clearly, you don't normally act like this, and something must be going on. I apologize if I did anything to contribute to your anxiety. So what can we do now to relax? And I don't know. She never answered me. I just walked off and left. But you know what? She jumped out and went out in the yard. Don't know if it mattered or not. Does it really matter? If she felt better, if I felt better, at the end of the day, it's good energy. It's positive love. And it's being in a different state when you talk to people. Think about that the next time something maybe isn't going exactly the way you want it. And you're like, but da 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 da. And you have to practice what I do daily, which is wake up and every day go, I am happy, grateful, and thankful. I am thankful, happy, and grateful. I am thankful, grateful, and thankful. Happy, happy, happy. Grateful, happy, and thankful. I am happy. I am grateful. I am thankful. And I literally will repeat that in different order, back and forth, all kinds of ways, sometimes through three times. Why? Because it makes a difference. How can you walk around saying those things and put your cheeks up and not be in a different state? So I would much rather be in a different state. I would much rather talk to people in a different state. So if I can be in that learning state when I'm talking to a client or a friend or a loved one, I hear things differently. And as a result, I'm able to serve them better. And that's kind of what I said to the guy today. I said, I just want to find out what I can do to serve you. What do you need that I can help with? Because if I can help you, I'm going to help you. And if I can't help you, and if you don't want to do it, then that's fine too. At least you'll have the information. So how can I serve you? And it's just a different thought process. So again, I hope this was helpful this morning. We love you. We appreciate you. I hope you feel the love and appreciation that our family and that everyone around, and I say our family meaning friends, family, people that we choose into our family, not just born into, but the chosen family that we try to surround ourselves with. So again, feel the, like Jeff said last week, feel the beaming love, the beaming positive energy, and know that you are loved, you are respected, and you are appreciated. This is on behalf of my wife, Beth. This is David and Beth Kislak with Zone WD signing off. Have a great day. Love and appreciate y'all. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.